My name is Rebecca. I'm from Arklow and I'm 27 years of age. The cancer support has really helped me over the last few years. They're so welcoming and easy to talk to and always there when you need them. Always welcome you with a smiling face when you go in. I was diagnosed, it was actually 10 years ago, on the 9th of February. I had melanoma removed from my leg while I was doing my leave-in cert. I was just shocked, and it was just, I was actually doing my mocks at the time, so it was kind of just appointment after appointment, and then I had the surgery, and then I was at home for 3 weeks, and that's why they were so good to me down there. They helped me process everything and talk it through and get it right in my head. I was very self-conscious of it on my leg, and it was being dressed from February to April because it was taking a long time to heal. That I was very self-conscious of it, and it did kind of stop me going out and stuff like that. Some of my friends knew, but a lot of people didn't know. Celebrating my 10-year anniversary since my operation, and everything's great. Everything's healing well, and I've been discharged from the hospital a long time ago, but I still have them there if I need them, and then they have the support from the cancer support as well if I need to talk anything through or I'm worried or nervous about anything. They've just been great. They're always on the other side of the phone. Anytime you go in, they're always smiling, welcoming you. Laura, Belinda, Mary, everyone, Deirdre down there is so great. When you go down there, you know you're going to be welcome. There's no kind of nervousness about going in there. You know that the minute they open the door, they're full of smiles and straight in and offering you cups of tea. People should donate because it's such a great service to have in the town, and it will really help people in need. As I say, they're always there and they do so much for the town that you don't even realise about, like driving people for cancer treatments and stuff like that. And then especially with COVID, that like there's a lot more people out there now who need some help, and that they will continue to support, but it is going to be tough with the amount of people who unfortunately have been diagnosed over the COVID period, who will need their support and guidance.